So this is this beloved classic text from John, from the beginning of the third chapter of John, where Jesus talks to Nicodemus, and Nicodemus, who has come to Jesus by night. And does anybody know, if you're familiar with John, things happen in John, in the Gospel of John, at certain different times of the day or night. And when things happen at night, it means that there's something secret, that there's something hidden, that there's something that people don't understand, and that people have problems understanding. And the first time that Nicodemus comes to see Jesus, he comes at night. And the things that Jesus tells him just completely baffle him. They blow him away. Now we who look at this text from two millennia later, you know, we understand that when Jesus is saying he means being born again, he's talking about being born of the Spirit and all that. Yeah, we know what he's talking about. And believe me, I think, pretty sure that John's original audience knew what he was talking about as well. You know, they're sitting there saying, oh, this guy Nicodemus just has no idea, you know, he's so silly. He's got no idea what's going on. But, you know, I'm listening. If you don't know the words born again, we all know what born again. I mean, we've all heard born again. But imagine if you've never been exposed to, well, that strain of Christianity, the Southern Baptist type fungelical. I don't even know. I love the terms that we have for that certain strain, where they talk about being born again, and you have to be born again and again and again in some cases. Some people are born many times. But what Jesus is talking about with Nicodemus is just that we only have to be born once, you know, from the flesh and once from the Spirit, and that's pretty much how it goes. Now, we think of that as the baptism. We think of that as the baptism of Christ. And whether it happens as you're an infant, you know, because I know that people question, many people question their infant baptism because, well, I didn't have a choice in the matter, so why should, you know, that count? And I'm here to tell you that there is only one baptism, you know, and whether it takes place while we're an infant or whether it takes place while we're an adult, there is just one baptism, and anything else is just showing off. Thank you, Rob. It's just showing off. It's just, I mean, we can affirm our baptism when we're adults, or, you know, but we can't really be rebaptized, at least not those of us who follow the Lutheran and the Catholic and the Episcopal, those strains of faith. So we believe in one baptism, and we believe that the baptism is done in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and that is the authorized baptism. Having said that, there's those digits, and I'm sure, you know, these are the most well-known, even if people don't know the words of the Bible verse, they know the number of the Bible verse, and you've seen them. Anybody that's watched a major baseball game, you know, over the years, it's a frequent follower of sports. Once in a while, you'll look up in the bleachers and you'll see somebody holding up a sign that says John 3:16, and that's the one that reads, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son to die for Him." "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish but have eternal life." Now, I sometimes get that confused because I hear it recited in so many translations of the Bible. But this is what our Bible, the New Revised Standard Version, translates it. And it says, you know, that everyone who believes in Him may not perish and have eternal life. And I think sometimes when people put that John 3:16 out there, which is one of the things I always hate when people cherry pick Bible verses. Because John 3:16 is always followed by John 3:17. So when you take John 3:16 by itself, it sounds like it's a very exclusive club. Only so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish but have eternal life. Only and everyone. But then you get to John 3:17 and it's not about this tiny little club, because God did not send the Son in the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And I tell you what, no matter what you might have to say about God, God doesn't make mistakes. And so if God intended for the world to be saved through God, I'm pretty sure God intends to keep that promise. And let me tell you, that is some really good news, brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen.